I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Round two of Syria's peace talks began with a bitter and hesitant start. Although there's supposed to be a ceasefire in place, nobody seems to be honoring it. In fact, Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says it's quite the opposite. BGR's partners are providing a stopgap where they can. Syrians are clinging to hope, and many of them are finding hope in Christ.
In the midst of this tragedy, one of the positive things is seeing a turning to the gospel and the potential for in the future of seeing it take root even stronger in Syria.
Meanwhile, a new documentary called Veil of Tears, created by Gospel for Asia, is being released in U.S. theaters on March 28th. The Veil of Tears documentary follows the lives of persecuted, abused, and broken women in India. Proceeds will help Gospel for Asia bring the hope of Christ and the hope for a future to millions. Details on how you can make a difference in Asia are at our website. And it's been a tough winter. Are you looking forward to the warmth of summer? Well, you're not the only one. But Baptist Haiti Mission is eager for a different reason. BHM's Ron Sparks explains they're eagerly anticipating the launch of the 2014 VBS season. Why? Well, last summer, nine churches participated in Northwest Haiti.
Not only was the gospel shared with over 1,000 children, but we had nearly 300 that actually responded with professions of faith.
The churches got mentor training to come alongside these kids. Another way to do that is through child sponsorships. You can start the journey for one kid today. Check our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous donation, MNN's now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Windle. It's a real but fictional depiction of a rebel insurgency in the DRC. Get Congo Dawn by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.